Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Okay, Mike Tomlin. On you, the fans, and how you'll receive his team, and how you will react to his team's performance Sunday night. I do think this is another example of fan-on-fan crime. One fan, one side of it can't understand the other. There's not a lot of reaching across the aisle here. You're in your own silos.
Oh, there's no spirit of bipartisanship in this one, my friend.
Nope.
No way.
There's no Fetterman, if you will. You have fans who I think want to show up with the express purpose of letting Tomlin have it at the first sign of trouble.
That is, like, I can basically say that's 100% factual, because I have heard people say that they are going, like, sort of almost perversely excited to get mad at him and mad at the team.
To protest his efforts as Steelers coach.
Yeah, I do think it's like a protest also just directed at Art Rooney, too.
I agree.
Like, I don't think Mike is obviously the vessel, but like Art's complacency at the helm, I think, is a big part.
Stop forcing us to settle for this product, and he's the guy who he symbolizes it. He's the personification.
Yeah, he's
of
the
it.
Epitome of it, for sure. For sure.
But bless you, Charlie. It was so loud it shot through the wall here and hit me in the ear.
That was one of my lighter ones.
Was that
too.
A high caliber sneeze? What are you doing in there?
That made
Starkey's
sneeze sound like it came from a mouse.
Oh, I'll, next time I have a sneeze, I'll do one louder.
Starkey's sneezes actually would sound like that noise Michael Jackson made in...
Shimon!
Yeah, exactly.
When he would grab his junk? That's what Starkey sounds like? All right, anyways.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin's like the vessel for Art Rooney frustration. There's people...
But then
like
you have
saying.
The other side of it where it's Steelers fans who think, guys, this is a division championship game. And we're supposed to have home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very, very, very small impact on games that are manifest as home fans in different ways. You know, getting false start penalties. Team can't hear itself think offensively. They make mistakes. Defense gets a better jump in terms of a pass rush because the offensive line can't hear itself. That kind of thing. Like, all of that. In theory, helps a home team in a hostile environment for a road team. I also think that a team can feel added pressure if the home fans kind of
are
go
restless.
After
if they're
are restless and go after that team early in the game. So, and look, if I really cared about who wins and who loses this game, I would say you can't start the Tomlin chants or the boos until the game is decided. If they're down three scores in the third quarter or fourth quarter,
have
say whatever the heck you want, within reason, yeah.
That's your take.
That would have been my take if I cared. But I don't care if they lose. I really don't.
You have chosen... So, the irony is not lost on me that you, a man who I think understands this business better than 99.9% of people,
yeah,
have chosen your 40th birthday when you're supposed to have wise existential thoughts to take the third rail that you would be killing me if I was taking on any other week.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't. It's my opinion, so I have to defend it vehemently, obviously.
Yes, I'm aware.
I can't bring myself to say I want the Ravens to win, even though I said that about the game the last time. And I don't think it's just because I got burned by it last time and got sucked back in. I really just don't want to, I don't want to deal with the Lamar Jackson celebration and Harbaugh running off the field like he's Joe Namath wagging his finger in the air. Like that scene or that image.
Remember when they gave him a Gatorade bath?
Yes, against the Steelers in week one, 35-7.
What a delight that
angers
was.
Me. I don't really want to see that.
Okay.
But the reason why I'm not saying I want the Steelers to win it full bore is because, you know what? You guys kind of deserve for a team that you had dead in the water and should have had beaten weeks ago. You deserve them rubbing your face in it when they come here and beat you and you blow it and collapse again. I it's almost like I've got a bad kid who I can't discipline and won't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I want them to get beat up and get hurt, but I kind of want them to learn the hard way, if you know what I mean. I don't know if you've had those moments with Lennox or Ace where it's like, you know what? I throw my hands in the air. I've tried everything. You're going to have to figure out that what you're doing, this mistake you're making is a bad idea.
If you have a kid who's like who for some reason like hits or pushes other kids a lot, it's very simple. I've seen people say this. And you tell them a million times you can't do that. That's not how you act other kids. I have heard people say, eh, it's always sons too. My son will find out not to do that when he does it to a bigger kid and that kid puts him on his wallet. Like that's kind of how that goes. So yeah, I know what you're like getting at in principle there. I do.
Where do you come down on Fire Tomlin chance for this game? Do you think they're warranted the whole time?
It's weird. It's a weird thing to do to just start the game, which is not nominally. It's for the division,
yep,
for a division championship.
And but we're not putting a lot of stock in the division championship.
I understand that, but I do have to like explain the optics here that I'm answering the question the way I am. If you are sitting at that game.
Yeah.
And the team is playing for A, a division, and B, by extension, a playoff spot. And at 15 minutes to go, the game is like supposed to be getting hyped up. The crowd's supposed to be waving towels. And you hear Fire Tomlin. That is weird. Like an odd optical kind of an audio thing to hear.
But is it undeserving?
No, I mean, I'm very tired of watching him coach the football team. I think I would probably wait. But I can say this also, having been the one who said I have no problem with, you know, even after the fact, the people having chanted it, it didn't age poorly to me after the first time. They played better. So what? That's like being a fan. Now, if you're getting residual pissed off from that Browns game, I get it. But if you're there at the game, presumably, and you even admitted to this, you said, I don't care right now when the ball is kicked off, I'll probably switch into game mode and like want them to win because that's just how I'm wired.
Yeah.
I think it would be weird to be at the game. You've chosen electively to be there. You got to work in the morning to like go there and say, mission one, Mike has to eat crap here and hear that I'm mad. They get even down 7-0 and they look desultory on offense. They look like they're in quicksand. Have at it, man. Make it as toxic as you want. It should be. Because my big contention all through these like 9+ years here of watching this isn't just that it's been fruitless as far as playoff wins. It's that it looks the same every time. Like, Mike Tomlin losses generally do not follow, like, this weird set of different tracks where one day his team will score 45 points and lose. The next day they'll score 6 points and lose 8-6 or something. They all look the same. His team comes out. They look like they're playing offense from 1994 with Ron Earhart running the show, which probably is disrespectful to the legacy of Ron Earhart, actually. His defense maybe lingers with a couple turnovers. The announcers talk about how they're hanging in there, and then they get murdered by a team that actually is good. And so it's more that I'm sick of watching the same actual script play out. I know how it's going to end. So if they're down 7-0, 10-0, and they've gone 3-and-out 2 or 3 times, and Rodgers has that, you know, I just smelled a fart face going, and Mike has the same thing going, boo and Fire Tomlin chant away, I say.
You might not believe me on this, but this is my, again, transparent, honest, open book opinion.
And that's all we ask for.
If somebody offered me free tickets for my birthday to go to this game, I wouldn't even ask where are they. I just would say, no, I'm not interested. I really do not want to go to the. I really would not want to go.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Go to this game under any circumstance. I don't care if it was in Art Rooney's box, and I could tell him to his face that his head coach stinks.
Do you think you'd have the gumption to do that if it was in his box?
No, probably not.
Hello, Art. Thank you. This filet mignon's delicious. This Johnny Walker scotch is very nice.
Your coach is a bozo. No, I would not do that.
So you're not just, I don't, you have to understand where I'm coming from here. It is jarring because I think I usually have the reputation on this show of being the person who's like a little bit Eeyore-ish and I'm Mr. Realistic and whatever. You always manage to get yourself by Friday of a game week, no matter how pissed you are the Monday after a game. In my experience, you always get yourself gassed up enough to be fired up on Friday. This is a first for me. If this is what the new post 40 Andrew Filippone looks like, it's going to take some getting used to for me.
I heard Donnie try it and I love Donnie and I'm just like, yeah.
He clearly couldn't win you over, man.
No. It's like, here's a salesman.
I want to put you in this car. And you're just like, yeah, whatever.
He's doing a great job. It's like a timeshare thing. Yeah, you can talk to me about how.
I know how to get out of those, by the way, from listening to the show.
You can tell me how great
this
is. I can
tell you who can get you out of that bad boy.
But there's nothing you can say that's getting me to buy this.
It's just crazy. Randy on the YouTube comments, Leslie, who's called this show, she's a YouTuber. She's very positive. She thinks we are being, you know, she doesn't get on board with this. Randy, I would take those tickets and cheer for our Steelers to the max.
Awesome, Randy. Well, based on how the market is going, you might be able to find some for $10.
You're so full of BS, says Nate. He just thinks that this is not real.
It's as real as it gets. Here's Chris in Connellsville. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. I got two different scenarios here. Number one, and this is by no means a pass for the atrocity of a game that was against Cleveland, but you know, should we have been surprised? But I didn't realize they were 1-6-1 in their last eight games in Cleveland. You know, then you take the fact that DK's out, you don't have Calvin Austin. But again, that doesn't excuse the fact that you're going against a rookie quarterback.
Exactly.
And
you've got Aaron Rodgers and they've got Shedeur Sanders. That's all. I don't care if the game's played in my backyard, in your backyard, here at the station in Cleveland. You should win that game.
Chris, I'm going to be very clear. I have a strong capacity for believing in this team's worst. I think Sanders is such a bad player and a deficient player at the position that even I went into that game going, they can't lose to this guy. Like, that's how bad that was, in my opinion.
Right. And I kind of felt the same way. And I think that, you know, there again, yet another reason that if Tomlin can't come up with a game plan to beat Cleveland in Cleveland when you have a rookie quarterback, is he ever going to be able to do it? You know, so.
But isn't it the Mike Tomlin way to do that, what he did in Cleveland, get us all very rightfully annoyed and angry? And that's the Mike Tomlin thing. And then. Somehow, some way, either it's he has a great plan, his team executes it to the fullest, or both, find a way to do this. That is the Mike Tomlin experience.
Unless the game that follows the ugly loss is a playoff game.
But this is
technically
not
a regular season game, but it kind of is a playoff game.
I understand that, but it is not. And I am going to fall back on the technicality that it is a regular, it's a week 18 game.
Well, you're falling back on that because now it sounds like you're excited to see them play and you want them to play badly. Okay.
I'm not. I think this is going to be ugly. I do.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.